Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is why we still have high unemployment. And this is a big topic because if you look at what's happening in the election this year, if you look at what Obama's doing and what they're trying to do, he's talking about companies creating jobs. He's talking about passing a law where if a company doesn't hire someone who has been on long-term unemployment, that is discrimination. The problem is that they are still looking for the old types of jobs that really don't exist anymore. And I'm going to tell you a story, and this is something that I've told before, and that I remember telling it to someone and him saying to me, you know, you just described every generation in my family. So, and remember, what we are doing is looking over the last 100 years. But even if you look further back to when the United States were just when they were just colonies of England, what were the jobs that the people did? You look at the times. You know, we are a continually evolving country, unemployment, even in the world, and it changes simply because technology advances. Think about it in ancient times. What did they use? First, they used clubs to kill their prey. Then they used bows and arrows to kill their prey. Then they used the old-time powder guns, and then those began becoming advanced to what they are today, to where you can even get the machine gun. So remember, we are a continually evolving people over time. And just like we evolve in who we are and the things that we want out of life, so does the job market change. And we all like everything easier than it used to be. Remember the can opener, what did it used to be? It used to be at first, if you wanted to open a can, you had to do it with a knife. Then you got the can opener. And now you have the electric can opener. And a lot of people use electric can openers, but those who can't afford it will still use the handheld can opener. But for me, no matter whether I have the money or not, I still have to get an electric can opener because with only the use of one hand, I can't hold something in one hand and turn it with the other. So therefore, I have to be adaptive. Even the fact that when I use my cell phone, I use a Bluetooth connection because if I'm holding my cell phone up to my mouth with one hand, then that means I don't have my other hand available to do anything simply because of my disability. So there's things that are adaptive to help people live a better life, a better quality of life. And remember, years ago, we had, what was it, you worked 70, 80 hours a week. When you think about it, back in the 18th century, when it was mostly farmers, they worked every day of the week. They worked 12 to 24 hours a day, especially when you think about what went on with the weather and when they had to protect their crops. So the 40-hour week was something that became available once you started seeing the growth of the corporation. And when you think about it, and let's talk about, when you think about the back, many of the Europeans, what did they do
work around the clock. They live in small villages. They would take their wares and they put it on push carts, and they went door to door to all their neighbors because they lived in a small village. Well, once they started coming to America, they would take their push carts and they put it on street corners and they sold their wares when people came up to them rather than them going door to door. And think about it. You even had a door-to-door salesman selling certain things like encyclopedias and vacuum cleaners. Eventually, these same stores, same companies opened up stores on street corners and sold it out of the stores and allowed the people to come to them. So really and truly, what we're doing is we're looking at high unemployment because the job market has changed again. And what I'm going to do is back up and start telling you the story so you understand it. When many of the Europeans came to this country, what did they do? They put their wares on their push carts and they sold them on street corners. Eventually, they went into as they grew and they had more income, they were able to open up a stationery store. Then they had to have overhead because they had to advertise. And when you advertise a product, that gets put into the expense of your product. And remember, a lot of these small businesses that started on little street corners and then moved into the stores, many of them became the corporations, and they grew. And then many of these corporations bought each other out. They had overlapping jobs, so they were cutting back. Then what you saw was around, and what happened was that the Europeans who came to this country, their children, which were the first generation born in this country, also were the ones that went and fought for their country because they wanted to give back to the country what they had gained from it. And then many of them worked, when they came back, they went to work for the corporation. They worked their way up within the corporation. They worked for 25 years. Then what happened? Many of them had their retirement parties and got gold watches. Many of their children, who were the baby boomer generation, went to work with the corporation, assuming they had a job for life, just like their parents. But what really happened was after 20, 25 years, even 15 years, many of them originally were being offered buyout packages because of that unwritten rule of having a job for life. That was right around the time of the 1990s when you saw companies also deciding to downsize. And what happened was that many of these companies and many of the employees in the 1920s and 1930s started to form unions because the unions protected them and their rights in the working conditions they had to work in. So they would need it. But by the 1990s, you had a lot of laws enacted by Congress that were talking about a guaranteed wage, minimum wage that an individual had to earn. Then you saw a lot of these corporations, especially the union workers, if they felt that they were being taken advantage of and they wanted to make more money, they would strike. Then a company would get to a point where they lost money due to the striking workers. And what else happened at that time? Then you also saw companies deciding, well, you know what? We can outsource this work to other countries where their expectations are lower, they will make the same garments, the same quality, and we can sell them here, continue to sell them for the prices we're selling at, and still make our profit. So that's where you start seeing a lot of these things happen. Then also remember and think about it. You had where you, people only used pen and pencil to write. Then you had the invention of the manual typewriter that were used in business. Then you had the manual typewriter became the electric typewriter, which made things easier on the typist. And then you started seeing more and more computer. Then because in the security of a country, they started looking for ways to be able to communicate with people over lines that would allow them to do things in secret. Then you started seeing the advent of the internet. And now what's happened is, think about it, the computer started out, when you think of IBM, the big computers that were wall to wall. Then Steve Jobs came along and he started inventing the desktop computer. Those were smaller, they were more accessible, they were able to be used by everyone within a company. Then what you're doing is you're seeing the advent of laptops and the internet started becoming more used by everyday users, not just by government. And then you started seeing websites pop up where people could do business over the internet. So it's always evolving, and how are you going to evolve with it? And I think one of the biggest problems that we're running into is people just have not adapted to the workplace. And until they adapt to the workplace, then what they're going to find is there's still going to be high unemployment because a company's needs change. Just look at it this way. When you had the corporation and they had a secretary, the secretary could be a private secretary to an individual, or they could be in the secretarial pool where they work for many people all at once. Now, think about it. If you work from home as a secretary, you're a virtual assistant, and the needs change because what you're finding is that more and more people, rather than having an office or working from home because it reduces the overhead. So how can you look for ways to be creative in finding a job for yourself? Another thing to look at is multi-level marketing. It's been around for 50 years, and it's gotten a bad rap because of what happened with Amway and Mary Kay, and that their philosophy was if you continually recruit, then you are going to achieve higher and higher levels. But what they forget is certain things saturate the market. And what is happening is that companies, instead of wanting to put out thousands and millions of dollars to develop their product and their company name through advertising, they're finding it's better off to go and have, starting with their friends and their friends' friends, getting in and selling their product that way, because word-of-mouth advertising is just as effective, if not more effective, than doing advertising using multimedia. And what you're also finding is that on every website is making money today by letting other companies advertise their products on their website. You see that in almost everything that you look at today. So how can you begin job is how can you do something where you are looking for a job in an area where it's literally your passion. If you are doing something that you're passionate about, then guess what? It is, and it doesn't feel like a job to you, and it's something that you enjoy doing, and guess what? You will make money at it because you really love what you are doing. So look at the things that you can do that can really benefit you in the workplace. Look at how you can adapt to what is really going on in the workplace. If you do those things, then guess what? You can find gainful employment. And, you know, almost every company today is looking for ways to get their product out. I recently was introduced to someone, to a company called XB Fit Natural Meat, and what they are doing right now is to get the product into the hands of the people. They're willing to sign you up for free and then send you your first order of, it can be meat, it can be the chicken, the tilapia, the my head's not there, but all the different, several different types of fish. Well, tilapia is the only one that I'm thinking of right now, but you got salmon. You also have tuna, steak, almost anything that you would get. And what they've done is they're doing it by having it be natural foods with no steroids and no additives, because a lot of the sicknesses and illnesses that people have today have to do with the kinds of processed foods that they're eating. Plus, when you think about it, what is going on in the grocery stores today? Because what's happening is the food is shipped to the warehouse, and then the warehouse dispenses it between the stores. But you don't know how long it's in the warehouse. And for instance, I shop at Publix not because I prefer shopping at Publix, but because in Florida you really don't have a lot of opportunity or a lot of competition as far as stores. So, and a lot of Winn-Dixie's has gone out of business. So, and then you got the specialty stores. So the only opportunity I have, plus the only transportation I have, is to get to a Publix. And without a car, then I have to go where someone takes me so that I can shop and get the basics of what I need. And if I get my meat through XB Fit, then guess what? I've got a better quality of meat, and I can eat better meals, healthier meals. And think about it. That company is out there, and they've been around for a few years, but they've not marketed in this way before. And they are now in pre-launch, so they've got a lot of issues coming up and figuring out how they're going to get you the order within 2 to 3 days. And they also have to keep it packed in ice. And since they're sending UPS, they have to work out an agreement with UPS to make sure that their products are passed out within a certain amount of time, because it is frozen meat and it cannot be in transit. Now, what's happening is they do have ice packs in it, and you only get $100 worth of food at one time, and And what I've gotten is enough food that it has allowed me to have enough for a number of days, so even as in a couple of weeks, and maybe even to last through the month. And also, chicken is something that you can get. So what we want to do is think about not even that is what you need to think about and look at as an opportunity, But what is your passion? There's a lot of things that are out there for health and wellness, things like Mona V, things like Synergy. It's different products that they're, and different people that they're targeting their market to, but it's what is it that you really love to do, and how can you utilize something to expand and market yourself? Also, there's companies out there that utilize technology in their business. And, for instance, I'm with a company called TalkFusion, which allows me to send video email. This way I can personalize the message to someone. Also, if I want to meet with my connections all over the country, I can do video conferencing today. And what has happened is that this is also another company that's doing it through network marketing. And when you think about it, if you want to open a brick and mortar store, you have to have almost $500,000 in overhead in the bank before you can even open a store. But if you decide to go into business for yourself and you do a network marketing company business, you can do it for under $500 and get started in your business. And then all you really need to look at is, how can I look at building a business for myself that's going to really put me where I truly want to be for myself? So there are opportunities out there. It's just an understanding of how the job market has changed. And remember, a lot of us, when we're in school and we're children, we learn about history. We learn about ancient times. But it, as I said, education is lost on the young because we don't understand the meaning of it. But then when you become adults and you start looking at what you need to do, then you begin to understand the importance of math. Then you understand the importance of looking back over history. And also, I think part of what happens is when you look at education today, they often use a cookie-cutter form of education, and not everyone learns the same way. Therefore, that also affects where you come from and how you are going to learn about employment in today's job market. So I think a lot of what's happening is you still have people that they've become so attuned to having someone else tell them what to do and how to do it that they're looking for someone else to create the job for them instead of looking at how they can create a job for themselves. And when I got into workforce back in 1970, or rather, in 1976, 77, then what happened for me was there were few opportunities for people with disabilities in the workplace. Once I lost my job with the state, I had a very difficult time finding gainful employment. At the same time, I would have been an entrepreneur because that was in my nature. But when I didn't have any other alternatives, then what I did was I looked for a way to start a business myself. What I did was I looked at my education. I looked at what it is that I have a passion for, and I looked at what I could do that I could do working from home. And at the time, it started out being that I wanted to conduct group therapy sessions using transactional analysis and psychodrama. But at the same time, I was living in the South, not up north, where those modalities of counseling were accepted, but I didn't have that master's or that PhD, so it was very difficult for me to go work for a company. And then building a business doing counseling and group therapy meant having overhead and marketing, because if you did not have what you have today, the use of the internet, the use of social media, And when you don't have a lot of funds to grow a business, to print brochures, to do mailings through the mail system, we're hearing now about how the Postal Service is losing money. Well, what's happening is that also is affected by technology, because when you send a letter to someone, it can take anywhere from 3 to 5 to 10 days for them to receive the mail. But if you send it out by email, they get it within 5 minutes. And all of these things are affecting how business is done today. So how do you adapt to the workplace, and how do you adapt to what it is that you can do to build a business for yourself? Now, the last thing that I want to talk about is just how, when you look at the job market, what jobs were created in the last few years that didn't exist even 10, 15 years ago. Not only is a secretary a virtual assistant, but you've got a graphic designer who's also a web designer. And that is a very new phenomenon as far as the job market goes. And think about it, social media and building websites. What is happening is that as a business person, I want to concentrate on working with my clients, but I also know I need to write articles. I need to put a book out there. I need to do other things. Well, I need a virtual assistant that's going to help me with doing my blog. I need a virtual assistant who's going to write my articles for me, an easy article, because if I overtax myself, but I do things that I really don't enjoy doing, then guess what? I'm going to hate my business. So a lot of reasons that people fail within the first few years of having their own business is because they try to wear all the hats at the same time, and you just can't do it. So think about what you can do. Think about who you know who has a business that you can either barter out services to until you earn money, or trade off services that can help each other build each other's business. And when you think about it, even internet marketing today, that is becoming a business within itself, because and what is happening is there are companies out there that actually do training and teach you about search engine optimization and how to market, how to write articles, how to write sales letters, how to do the things that are going to help you grow your business into a large business. So all of these things play together, and we need to look at how we can adapt. And once we do that, then we're going to find unemployment dropping. You cannot look to the government. What Obama has done and what is he continually doing is he's going back to what worked in the 20th century and trying to make it work in the 21st century. And when you look at the environment that we lived in those times, then guess what? That it worked then. But when you look at it, look at what brought us out of the depression of the 1930s, it was not as much the development of and the CCC and all of those organizations, but it was also the fact that what happened was World War II started, and when the guys started going over the war and the women started coming and taking over the jobs, then that was the beginning of when we started coming out of the Depression. Then when they came back into this country, when the war was over, then a lot of people wanted to build their own homes, so there was a lot of prosperity also. So we need to look at all of these things and see how can we adapt to today's job market and build a business for ourselves. And I also want to remind you, you can go to my website, and that website is onepersonalcareercoach.com, and you can get both individual and group coaching. And then I want to invite you to come back next week when we talk about multi-level marketing and how you can use that to build and grow a business into the kind of income that you want to have, and also put yourself in a position where you are earning an income and you don't have to worry about whether or not that company is going to go under or that they are going to decide that they don't need you and they can hire someone else for less money. So I would like to thank you for listening to me at this time.